It's Wednesday, the 10th of April, and I am Leonard Vidbian with your 8 a.m. news bulletin. The National Petroleum Corporation of Namibia has issued a cautionary notice regarding scams targeting individuals through fraudulent emails purportedly from Namcor. Scammers are currently using email addresses ending in namcor-na.com to deceive people into paying for RFQ or request for quotation documents. Namcor's Manager of Marketing, Communications and Public Relations, Paulo Coelho, elaborates on the scam.
The scammers pose as Namcor employees and request payments for RFQ documentation. They also issue fraudulent purchase orders and request payments for machinery on behalf of Namcor to the supplier. Once payment is made, the money is difficult to trace and or is lost. We would also like to urge all of our stakeholders to remain vigilant and ensure that they verify that all emails come from a Namcor domain which ends in namcor.com.na. If there are any doubts or suspicion of any fraudulent activities, kindly contact us directly.
The World Travel Markets Africa 2024, happening from today until April 12th, is set to become a pivotal event in the tourism sector, attracting professionals from worldwide to Cape Town. Among the participants is the Namibian Tourism Board. Here is NTB's Flora Quest.
The end goal for Namibia Tourism Board attending World Travel Market in Cape Town with tourism stakeholders would be to promote Namibia as a tourist destination, attract more visitors to the country, partnership with key industry players, increase awareness of Namibia tourism offering, and ultimately to drive economic growth through tourism.
The FNB House Price Index for the fourth quarter of last year revealed a 1.5% 12-month average growth rate, marking a decrease from the previous quarter. Notably, there were declines observed in small and medium segments, while the large and luxury segments experienced surges. FNB Namibia economist Rusa Nandao.
The overall national house price now stands at 1,214,674, slightly lower than the 1,218,086 Namibian dollars in quarter 3, 2023, but higher than the 1,196,569 over the corresponding period in 2022. The average prices for the central, coastal, northern, and southern regions stand at 1.5 million, 1.4 million, 864,000, and 881,000, respectively.
SA's Rise Mzanzi has voiced apprehension regarding the escalating levels of crime and violence in Gauteng. In the latest incidents, two educators were tragically shot and killed in Vanderbijl Park and Davytown last week. Provincial quarterly crime statistics indicate that between October and December last year, over 1,700 individuals were murdered in the province. Teboho Mao Lucy, spokesperson for Rise Mzanzi, warns that Gauteng is gradually transforming into a gangster state due to the actions of those who disregard the rule of law. Police in London, Paris and Madrid are on high alert ahead of this week's Champions League quarterfinals after an apparent threat by the Islamic State. Organizers say they are aware of the threats but that the matches will go ahead as planned. Here is Simon Gaitan with the report.
France's interior minister said security for Wednesday's match between Paris Saint-Germain and Barcelona will be considerably reinforced. His Spanish counterpart called for calm ahead of Real Madrid hosting Manchester City and Atletico Madrid's game against Borussia Dortmund, saying over 2,000 officers are being deployed. Simon Gaitan, London.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.